Well, not yet. I really hadn't exposed them all that much to it. Haven't had the opportunity. I've got a decent station set up there at the house in Gladwin. But like I say, when they come, you know, they got their eyes on their iPads and their phones and things like that, and they're playing the online games and whatever. So that's what they've been up to, and I think it's a little tougher in these days to be able to instill a sense of wonder about what you can do with ham radio, because when you can text message somebody anywhere on the planet and without it being a challenge, you know, they didn't come from the days like I did, when it was a big deal to be able to sit in your house and to talk to somebody a few miles away in a car. You know, that was pretty cool. But now the internet has kind of stolen the sense of wonder that came with that. So it's a little tougher to sell that sort of thing now, I think.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But what happens when the internet goes down and they don't have it? We can still talk all over the world. And, you know, I don't think they understand just how, like you said, how wonderful it really is. And, you know, it's too old school, I guess, for kids today. Although not all kids. I've got a couple around here that have taken their tests, and they are just all very much into it. So all hope is not lost yet.